So how important is it to be grounded in the word?
Oh, it's so important because you're constantly putting out. You have a voice of influence. And you want to always make sure that anything you say, anything you sing, anything that emanates from you is based on the word of God. And it's very important because you constantly pour out. You encounter so many different spirits when you go to different venues, different states, different concerts. And so it's very important to have a covering and a pastor that is constantly feeding you and imparting the word of God and his truth.
You know, touring must be grueling, but do you enjoy touring, ministering to people?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my goodness. It definitely takes a toll on you physically and emotionally and spiritually, but there is nothing like it to have that avenue and opportunity to go to different states and cities and see people receive the word of God, receive your ministry, and to know that there is a group and a sect of people that are hanging off of the words of your music that actually wants to get encouraged, and you see them come to life. You see people come to life. So it's really a great thing to witness.
On the new project that you're working on, will there be songs like Act Like You Know on that project?
Well, absolutely. I don't plan to change the complexion of Natalie Wilson, you know, too much. It will be, if anything, a more intimate perspective, a more personal expression of who I am as a woman who has grown these past 5 years since my last record was out. There has been a lot of experiences that I can share with a lot of women in the church, even outside of the church, but mostly in the church. We sit in the pews and we suffer silently with issues that are not being addressed. And I do have great aspirations to be able to bring those issues to life on my next recording.
How did you enjoy doing the Stellar Awards? Did you enjoy that?
It was a lot of pressure. You know, the Stellars is very exciting because you know that it's televised and all of your co-laborers are there rooting you on. It's really fun. It's not as fun as doing a tour because a 5-minute Stellar Award or a Bobby Jones taping, you cannot really minister to people the way you really need to. You don't have the time frame. But nevertheless, it was really exciting.
And how exciting is it to do something like a Stellar Award, a Bobby Jones, a Jeff Majors, or any program like that? How exciting is that for you?
Oh, it's extremely exciting because you know that you have been chosen. You've been chosen by one of the, you know, the elect.
Mm-hmm.
And so to know that you've even made that stride in the industry to get that position and that platform, that's really exciting.
How does it make, or how does it make Natalie Wilson feel when folk come up to you and say, "Oh, Natalie, so and so song, mm-hmm. it really touched my spirit, it touched my soul," you know, and they are real. You see, these people are real. You see that you have done something in someone's life. How does that make you feel?
That makes me feel, it's so indescribable. You know, because every day of an artist's life is not a great day. You go through life wondering if, you know, if you failed, you know, if you've really made the right choices and decisions, if you really know your way, you know, you can't, sometimes you can't see your way. We go through different things. You know, we go through depression, we go through uncertainties, but when people come up to you and they say that your music and your words and your life has impacted and blessed them, it makes you feel so on target, like, God, yes, my life, my living, my singing, my writing has not been in vain. And it reconnects me to God. It makes me feel like, God, I do matter. God, I am doing something that makes a difference in your kingdom. So it literally breathes new life into me when I hear that.
Is there a title for the new project yet?
Well, no, I have been, you know, sorting some ideas.
Okay.
I was thinking about the life of a believer, or to be continued, because our life is ever evolving and to be continued, but I'm not certain yet.
Okay, okay, okay. But you will let us know, right?
Absolutely.
Well, absolutely. Natalie, we want to welcome you to town.
Thank you.
And I'll tell you, Jersey has lost a gem. And we're not letting you go back.
I don't plan to go back. I love 94.1. It's refreshing. It's rejuvenating. From Jersey and New York, we don't have a 24-hour FM gospel station. So coming here has been, it has really been feeding my spirit every day. I'm in my car going to church or running errands, and this station has been a blessing to my life, and that is nothing but the truth from the bottom of my heart. I'm so excited to be here. I'm looking forward to really getting involved with a lot of things in the community and the churches, and again, I'm so excited about my position here at the Way of the Cross Church, and I thank Pastor Chris and First Lady Marquita for embracing me, and I thank you, HJ, for having me on this station. Thank you. I feel right at home.
Thank you. It's our guest, Natalie Wilson. Natalie, you are at home. Act like you know.
Act like you know.
It's Natalie Wilson on Star 94.1.